Hello，各位好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。今天我们要听到的是来自于美国70年代乡村摇滚运动的领头人物 Willie Nelson 的一首作品 He Was a Friend of Mine。这首歌早期版本由 Bob Dylan 于上个世纪60年代演唱过。Willie Nelson 的版本歌词略有改动，整首歌基本上是清唱，没有什么大起大落的部分，甚至可以说是没有高潮或者副歌的。歌曲当中反复出现的那一句 He was a friend of mine， Willie Nelson 用他略带忧伤的声音，让一切悲伤都融化于沉默的缅怀当中去了。就这么简单的一句，他曾是我挚友，唱出了无尽的心酸与无奈，而说不尽的却是对失去爱人的那份痛楚和深深的自责与后悔。 He was a friend of mine， 一起去听听吧。
Was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Every time I think of him, I just can't keep from crying, 'cause he was a friend of mine.He died on the road. He died on the road. He just kept on moving, never reaped what he could sow, and he was a friend of mine.Been quite satisfied, and he was a friend of mine. He never done no wrong. He never done no wrong.1,000 miles from home, and he never harmed no woman, and he was a friend of mine.Friend of mine. was a friend of mine. Every time I hear his name, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. 'Cause he was a friend of mine.
欢迎回来，特别喜欢这首歌的吉他前奏啊。那听完歌曲呢，又不得不提一下这首歌的出处，电影《断背山》了。其实不管是根据电影内容还是这首歌的歌词，我们都可以体会到的是，同性恋不一定跟性别错位或者性欲渴求有关，它也可以是真实的情感寄托。当电影里面的两位男主角用了20年去互相依偎艰苦维系的时候，时间沉淀下来的其实已经是对于情感价值的最好证明了。好了，来看一下今天咱们会遇到的单词和短语吧。听歌词， I just can't keep from crying. Crying 原型是 cry, C-R-Y. Cry, cry 名词动词，哭泣喊叫祈求的意思。看短语， cry baby 爱哭的人或者鼻涕虫软弱的人。Don't be such a crybaby. 你动不动就哭鼻子好不好？ I just dumped one crybaby. I'll dump you too. 我不久前才甩了一个软蛋，你自己小心点，我随时可以甩你。Dump, D-U-M-P 表示甩掉抛弃的意思。Cry over spilt milk. 无法挽回的事情或者于事无补的事情。听一下例句。牛奶洒了，哭也没用。事已至此，哭也没用。It is no use crying over spilt milk. It is no use crying over spilt milk. 好，再看另外的短语叫做 cry wolf. Cry wolf, 喊狼来了或者谎报险情。听一下例句哈。Even the boy who cried wolf.Was ultimately vindicated. 即使是曾经喊过狼来了的男孩，最后也说了真话，或者最后也被证明他说的是真话。好了，例句当出现了一个 vindicate, V-I-N-D-I-C-A-T-E, vindicate, vindicate, 它是动词，表示证明什么什么是无辜的，证明什么什么是正确的。再听一遍。Even the boy who cried wolf was ultimately vindicated. They have cried wolf so many times. Nobody will believe they're in real trouble now. 他们多次谎报情况，所以现在谁也不会相信他们真的遇到了麻烦。接着往下听， He died on the road. Road, R-O-A-D, 是个名词，表示公路、马路或者手段等等。通往和平的道路将会很漫长。The road to peace will be long and drawn out. 好了，例句当中出现了一个形容词叫做 drawn out, D-R-A-W-N-O-U-T, drawn out, 它是形容词，表示延长的，持续很久的。条条大路通罗马， All roads lead to Rome. 这句谚语呢，指的是人生的目标，人生目标的实现呢，其实不只是有只有一条路可走啊。再看一个短语叫做 Royal Road, Royal, 皇室的 Royal Road. 那么 Royal Road 放在一块就变成了坦途捷径。听一下例句，干这一行想成功是没有捷径的。There's no royal road to success in this trade. 看另外短语叫做将来或者今后或者在这条路上不远的地方。Down the road, down the road. She looked down the road for him, the pain in her heart swelling up again.他顺着大路望去，想找到他的身影，这时心里面的痛楚又涌起来了。接着往下听，不久呢，也许会出现新的建议。Some new recommendations might come out down the road. 往下听， Never reaped what he could sow. 好，这句歌词里面的这个 reap, R-E-A-P, 动词表示收获、收割的意思。那后面的 sow, S-O-W 也是动词，表示播种。 那我们看一下中文的一句表达，叫做一分耕耘一分收获，或者种瓜得瓜种豆得豆的英语表达是什么？ You reap what you sow, you reap what you sow. As you sow, so shall you reap. 我们来看一个用法比较类似的几句表达，第一个是 Payback is a bitch, karma is a bitch.What goes around comes around. 好了，第一句当中的 payback is a bitch. Payback, P-A-Y-B-A-C-K, 它是名词，表示报偿、报复等等意思。那第二句 karma is a bitch. Karma is a bitch. Karma, K-A-R-M-A, 它是名词，表示因果报应的意思，因缘的意思。那其实这三句话呢都是同一个意思，根据语境可以翻译成出来混迟早是要还的，或者因果报应真的很灵哦，或者遭见报了吧。好了啊， He was a friend of mine 这首歌呢会让人想起生活当中那些值得我们珍惜和爱护的东西，比如友情，比如错过的爱情，比如介于友情与爱情之间的那种感情。其实当我们在回想的时候，就已经意味着曾经的美好在渐行渐远了。唯一真实的是，不管是哪种感情，只要曾经动过心，不管空间和时间上相隔多远，却永远一想起来就会有瞬间的感动。节目结束之前呢，想送给大家几句Linda比较喜欢的句子。第一句是 Remember to smell the roses along the way。 这句话的意思是，不管生活如何的匆忙，都不要忘了停下来闻闻路边的玫瑰，享受生活。简单的幸福来源于能够意识到日常生活里的小快乐，并且懂得享受那一刻里面的欢愉。Simple pleasure is about recognizing the little gems of happiness that come to us each day and finding happiness in that moment. 好了，我是琳达，祝大家一切都好，下期见喽。I stole away and cried.